albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation for this week. Earshot-online.com. Over to you, Bri Guy.
Yeah, you can find so much on that fine website, so you go check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, coming out every single week on Tuesday evenings, bringing you the National Top 50. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, November 17th, 2015, we're about to bring you the Top 10, but you can see the entire full 50, which is comprised of over 30 campus community radio stations, top 30 charts, 35 stations submitting their charts this week, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, reviews, interviews, and so very much more. So you should go and check it out. And if you're just tuning in the first hour, we heard from Casey and Clayton, Telstar, Drugs, Corb, Lund, Joanna Newsom, Beach House, LV, New Order, City and Color, Grimes, and Kurt Vile. So we're about to find out what is coming into the top 10. And as we talked about a little bit last week, it's sort of been bouncing around like three albums at the top of the charts basically since mid-September, so about 2 months now. And we have another new number one again this week, but it is one of those three records that's been floating around at the top. So you're about to find out in about an hour's time whether it is Ought Destroyer or U.S. Girls at the top of the charts.
Well, there you go. I wondered at the beginning when I threw it to you if people, like, because I know that everybody knows that my ridiculousness, it doesn't even bother you anymore. You just let it go.
But it's I wonder what they are.
I wonder what everyone else thinks. They're just like, what is wrong with that guy? Or maybe they think I'm awesome, which is probably the case. Anyway, you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. It is all fun for us to do and we love to do it. So make sure to get in touch with us. And in this hour of the program, pretty special treat, we're chatting with Mark Marchick from the Lemon Bucket Orchestra. They have one heck of a repertoire, and they also have they're the only band, a bunch of words in front of it, band. I say it in the interview. I can't remember what it is right now because there's
like
so many
Baltic
things.
Baltic klezmer or something. Yeah.
Party, punk, everything. But yeah, we're talking to Mark, talking a little bit about that. We might have a little bit more music news for you. We're definitely going to have the lowdown later on. And the top 10, which is what you're here for. You're here for the countdown. So let's get it started.
All right, we're going to jump right into it. As Anthony mentioned, lots to bring you today. So at number 10, up from number 42, they were into our program before. They dropped in at number 42, and they're back into it again. It is the latest from the Sheepdogs called Future Nostalgia. You're going to hear a track called Jim Gordon from Sonic Youth. Jim Gordon is the name of the song. Lullaby for Nola by Esmarine, up one spot this week to number 9. Their latest on Consolation is called Other Voices. And we'll close out our very first set of this hour at number 8, up from 16, Deer Hunter. Their new one is called A Fading Frontier. You'll hear a track called Leather and Wood.
Do you think Kim and Jim are related?
Maybe.
Here's Jim Gordon, the Sheepdogs, your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
It's all over right now. No use in wondering how. Now don't you tell me where I belong. But my love is wrong. Yeah, my love is wrong. And they keep telling me it gets better. My coat fits you so well. A sadness only I can tell. Now don't you tell me what's right from wrong. But I wrote this song. Yeah.
Shot 20.
At number 8, up from 16, that was Deer Hunter. Their latest is called Fading Frontier. You heard Leather and Wood. Lullaby for Nola in before that by Esmarine. At number 9, one spot this week, rising. And their new one is called Other Voices. And we kicked off that set, our second hour, with the Sheepdogs. At number 10, up from number 42, Future Nostalgia and Jim Gordon.
We're going to take a break from the charts right now and head to the phone lines. We reach out every once in a while to bands and groups that are playing in our area here, our home station, Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, because we like to feature great local performers, great performers coming from around the the world. And we have the opportunity to do that right now. Lemon Bucket Orchestra is going to be in St. John. They've also been playing some other Atlantic Canadian shows. And I've got Mark Marchuk on the phone to chat with us. Mark, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks,
Anthony. So tell us a little bit about, because I want to read this. You are billed as Canada's only Balkan Klezmer Gypsy Party Punk Superband. That's a mouthful. What does that mean for people that are coming out to see the show?
Well, I guess, you know, when we created the band, we had a bit of a difficulty in deciding how we would, I guess, describe it to people. Basically, because we really love music from all over Eastern Europe, from Hungary, from Romania, Ukraine, Bulgaria, even as far down as Turkey and Greece. And that whole area is really interesting to us musically and culturally. And we took the music from there and sort of filtered it through our own musical backgrounds, whether that's, you know, traditional, playing traditional Canadian music or classical music, or in some cases jazz and punk, and try and always package it in a way that, you know, people can party to it, essentially. And of course, you know, music from that part of the world is pretty diverse. There's klezmer music, there's gypsy music, there's in various in a lot of the different countries, and then, you know, the sort of Balkan region is where the bulk of our music comes from. So we kind of threw it all together and hope that would be interesting enough for people to bring them into the party.
And it's very cool. I mean, you, like you just said, it's very worldly, as are, you know, the members of your group, and 17 members, 12 of whom are on the Atlantic Canadian tour. Does it become difficult sometimes with a group that large to really narrow down what your focus will be in terms of your sets? Or is it kind of just what everybody's feeling? You just go out, you play your sets, everyone's contributing to the group and what you're playing?
Well, the sets are never predetermined. I don't think we've ever in the history of the band had a set list, even when it's short showcases or anything like that. We go out there and we play. I call the tunes on the fly. You know, if somebody in the band feels like we should play one kind of tune, they kind of whisper it to me, or in some cases just say it flat out on stage or shout it out like a request, and then we go along with it. And often audience members, if they know any of the music from that area, or if they've, you know, listened to our CDs, they'll scream out tunes, and, you know, rather than waiting for the right point in the set, we'll just sort of play it out right on the fly, just like a jukebox. And I think that's one of the things, one of the parts of, you know, of traditional folk culture that we like to keep alive. You know, musicians generally, when they're playing at weddings or at any kind of celebratory events, they play what, you know, they play what the people want to hear. The people want to hear a dance tune, they'll play a dance tune. If they want to sit and listen, and then they'll play a listening tune. If they want a ballad, they'll get a ballad. And we kind of try and embody that loose form, and that's part of the improvisation of the band. When you have such a big band, we do have fairly tight arrangements within which, you know, we have solos where people can kind of shine and let their, you know, individual musical thoughts go. But part of the improvisation of the group is just how we construct the sets on the fly.
And you've had a chance now to play some shows in Atlantic Canada. I want to talk about one in particular that I find quite interesting, and also I think it's just really cool that you got to play in Cape Breton at a school. You had a captive audience of young people. How did they respond to the music that you play?
Oh, they were going crazy. They were just loving every second of it, and dancing with their arms up in the air and running around the gym, and I was actually even really shocked at how engaged they were with the material, with the sort of geography associated with the music. You know, it wasn't only about, oh, here's a loud band and let's dance and scream, because we can now dance and scream without people you know, without getting scolded. They were also interested in saying, you know, in learning about where the music was from. And you know, we asked them where it was, what's the big body of water, the big piece of water that's beside you. And everybody put up their hand and went, the Atlantic Ocean. And what's on the far end of that ocean? Nothing, space. No, more land, exactly. And what's on the far end of that land? Eastern Europe. And then we sort of took them through what the music sounds like from the various countries. And it was a pleasure. It's especially, it's important for us to do it, to sort of play music and play our style of music for any kids, but it's especially rewarding when those kids don't often have an opportunity to hear something like this, because it really just opens up the landscape of their imagination. You know, just exposing them to Eastern European music, but about opening up in their minds what they think of as possible.
It's definitely incredible, like the opportunity to be able to give that experience to young people and give that experience to everyone that you'll be able to play in front of in the shows that you're doing in Atlantic Canada. And we're excited to have you here in St. John on November 21st. So if you're listening to the show live, we are airing on Friday, November 20th, and you have an opportunity in St. John, New Brunswick, to check out Lemon Bucket Orchestra at the Imperial Theatre on the 21st, Saturday. And you also have an opportunity, if you're listening in the Toronto area, to check them out on Friday, November 27th. The Opera House will be playing in Toronto. But if not, head online to Lemon Bucket Orchestra, orchestra spelled O-R-K-E-S-T-R-A, .com and check out their music, because it is truly great. And Mark, we wish you all the best. Hope that the shows are great, and thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us.
My pleasure, anytime.
Here is Lemon Bucket Orchestra right now on the Earshot 20. Again, check them out online, lemonbucketorchestra.com. More of the charts on the way after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20 Extra. Earshot 20. Number 7.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Jerusalem in My Heart at number 6, up one spot this week. Their new one is called If He Dies, If. And we heard Tasmani Taramitu, which is He Fed Me, I Fed Him. Before that, Young Rival with Ben Out of Shape from the new album Interior Light, dropping just a couple of spots from number 5 to number 7. And we also had a chat with the Lemon Bucket Orchestra. Not all of them. We couldn't possibly interview all 17 people.
Yeah.
Just the main member there. And we heard a track from their latest album, that track entitled Sirba, and it is a Hungarian tune.
There you go. Big thanks to Mark for joining us. And again, you can check him out online, lemonbucketorchestra.com. They are playing a show, St. John, New Brunswick, on Saturday, November 21st. If you're listening to this live on the 20th, you'll have an opportunity to see them. But if you don't, make sure to check out their music. It is awesome stuff. We've got some more tracks to get to, but Brian, why don't you pull up another news story there?
What do you got? We're going to tell you a little bit about the Texas Festival South by Southwest. They announced their initial lineup just about a month ago for 2016, which is musical portion will run from March 15th to 20th. And now they've expanded it with lots of new names, including Grays, The OCs, White Lung, Bajabulat, Royal Canoe, Nap Eyes, Pins, Andy Schaaf, and many, many more. So you can find the full list on their website, sxxw.com. There are more than 200 new artists added in all, and there's also some other portions as well. There's a technology-minded interactive portion from the 11th to the 15th, and the film portion from the 11th to the 19th, and Canadian interviewer extraordinaire Nardwar, the human serviette, has been confirmed as a speaker for the SXSW Music Conference, and more artists, as we expect, will probably be due in course.
I thought it was supposed to be me.
We should mention, of course, because Nap Eyes just got added, that they have a new record coming out. They impressed for sure with their 2014 debut, Wine of the Mystic, which came out and received a little bit of attention, but their other project Monomyth received far more of the praise and attention. But then it was recently reissued by You've Changed Records and kind of had a second shot at people checking it out.
That's an aptly titled label name,
in this case anyway, for sure. And they have a new album coming out in early 2016, February to be exact, and it is called Thought Rock Fish Scale. It features 7 new compositions from frontman Nigel Chapman, who is once again joined by Josh Salter, Seamus Dalton, and Brad Loy. And it'll be coming out February 5th on You've Changed Records in Canada and Paradise of Bachelors in the United States. There is a track online that you can find at exclaim.ca. It is the opener to the album Mixer, so you should check that out for sure.
There you go. So South by Southwest, it's crazy that they're already announcing festivals. Like that stuff's coming out now already. But there you go. Lots of familiar names that you would hear on this program for sure, and many, many more. Check it out and all that at exclaim.ca. And don't worry, if you miss Steven, he'll be back next week. He got whisked away to Montreal this week. So, and when duty calls, you duty, right? Is that's the phrase, isn't it?
It's definitely a saying. Yeah. That's the thing everybody always says.
All right, let's get back into the charts. And when we come back after this, we'll have the lowdown for you.
All right, Magical Clouds, they have a new one called Are You Alone? We're Not. How About You? They're up one spot to number 5. We're going to hear a track from that one called Game Show. And U.S. Girls, they were at number 1 last week, so you know they're not at number 1 this week. They're at number 4. Half Free is their latest. And you're going to hear a track called Navy and Cream.
All right, here's Game Show, your number 5 this week from Magical Clouds. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Yourself to whoever's watching, it's real, it's all true. You make a show out of your feelings. Tell me, do you feel it too? I know what point you're proving. You're right, they're in love with you. They know you're
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Navy and Cream by U.S. Girls. Their latest is called Half Free. It was at the top of the charts last week, and it's at number 4. And before that, at number 5, up one spots, is Magical Clouds from the album Are You Alone? You heard Game Show.
All right, one more break. We are going to do it right now and bring you some of the charts, some of the albums that are on the charts, but below the top 20. Of course, we can't bring you the whole national top 50 every week. We bring you a selection from the top 20, and then we let you know what's debuting, because it's a pretty good chance that they could make it their way up. We saw that this week, and here's your lowdown.
All right, 5 debuts this week below the top 20, and we kick off the lowdown this week at number 48 with the third LP of Chill Wave Synthpop from Mexican-born Texas-based Alan Palamo as Neon Indian. Up next at number 46 is electro-pop-leaning Montreal outfit Young Galaxy. Their fifth album is entitled False Work. Sun Leads Me On is the sophomore album for Montreal four-piece Half Moon Run, and it lands at number 41. Finding a home at number 39 is Vancouver's Skim Milk, which features the music of clarinetist composer Sam Davidson and his new release Ghosts of Jazz. And we close out our brief lowdown this week at number 35 with Family Band 15, the debut album from Montreal's Family Band, not to be confused with the Brooklyn group of the same name. They live up to their name as a collaborative effort between siblings Josh and Talia Boguski, and the former moonlighting in bands like Telstar Drugs and Whitney K, while the latter is a trained jazz singer. Pretty cool record. Check that one out for sure.
Well, there you go. Thanks for that, Brian. All right, we've got 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and the top 20 for this week is counted down. So we're going to kick that off with number 3, and we will move up from there.
All right, stay tuned. We're about to let you know which was the most played record across campus community radio in Canada this week, but first, you're going to hear from number 3, down just one spot. It is Dilly Dally with the album Soar. You're in your track called Green.
The difference, baby, between you and me. What's the difference, baby, between you and me? Sky high in better times when love was hard to find. Sky high in better times with my blind Valentine. Sky high in harder times when love, my friend, was blind. In that town, the window that frames the view that you saw. You keep racing down that hill, but you never fall. That's the difference, baby, between you and me. That's the difference, baby, between your whole life and mine.
Shot 20. Number 1.
let's take a look. Good to see. Celebration, 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 celebration.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our number one this week, up from number three. They've been at the top before, and they sit there now from the album Sun Coming Down. You heard Celebration. At number two, up from number four, it's Metric Pagans in Vegas. Their new one is called Blind Valentine. That's a track you heard from that one. And at number three, down one spot, was Dilly Dally from the album Soar. You heard Green.
There you have it. The top 20, again, complete for another week. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 from the National Top 50 of earshot-online.com. And we do it every week from Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, where we record and broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 Atlantic Standard Time before sending out across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners and syndication. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you are downloading the program from radioforall.net. Or if you podcast the show from iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And we'll be back next week with another countdown for you. In the meantime, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.